Engaging, equipping, enabling, life-changing radio is the gospel for Grampian, living life to the full. We believe that God calls you to live your life to the full, to express all the aspects of divine life. God is present not just in the religious worship, but also in the everyday life, in your work life, in your parenting life, in your children life, in your social life, wherever life takes you. We want this radio to go with you, and we want to resource your life with divine life. Live life to the full. The best life is in Christ.
Welcome to Your Gospel here on Gospel for Grampian. Your Gospel is all about making sure that wherever you come from, you'll be able to hear the gospel.
Luganda. Kubanga, Katonda bwe yayagala, ensi bw'ati, n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka, buli muntu yenna amukkiriza, aleme okubula, naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Your gospel aims to make the gospel available in languages from around the world. It's taken from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Look out for more from Your Gospel at the top of the hour, every hour, on Gospel for Grampian.
listen.g4g.org.uk. If you'd like to catch up with our podcasts, then it's podcast.g4g.org.uk. Thank you for listening.
Thanks indeed for joining us. This is Gospel for Grampian, and this is the Power Hour. And Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer. Now, in searching for a theme for this evening, I was reminded of a recording that we made at the Salvation Army on Tuesday, and it was really to celebrate 20 years of, I think, hosting the praise evening at the Salvation Army for the Fisherman's Mission, which is a great organisation. They do a great job in helping fishermen, but they go much further than that and helping their families as well, and just through the work that they do, demonstrating God's love. And the whole reason for them and the whole reason for us is to demonstrate God's love, to proclaim God's love through the radio, and presenting a series of programs through this radio station that enable people to hear and see and indeed experience the gospel to the fullest extent. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, we're reminded, and he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And I wondered about this, and I went upstairs just a little bit early on to pray in the worship hall where the station is based at Victoria Gospel Hall. And when I got up there, I'd hardly started praying, and I had this, you know that you know that you know feeling that, well, in this case, I know that it was God telling me, go, for I have sent you. And I knew immediately that this is what I know I need to speak about. Follow me, for I will make you fishers of men. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be actually playing out part of one of the talks from that Fisherman's Mission evening that was recorded just this last Tuesday, and it's going to be recorded, played out in its entirety next Saturday evening at 7 p.m. But we're going to give you a little taster of that, and because it's Fisherman's Mission, they actually took that scripture and related scriptures and spoke about that with regard to life. But I'd just like to take us to another section of scripture for me just at the moment. And this is from Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. And the reason for doing this is to give a much more rounded reason of why we do need to be as fishers of men. Then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "Authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you. And remember, I am with ye always, even to the end of the age. Amen." And so in this, Christ was telling his disciples, as indeed for all believers, those who believe that Christ is Lord and Saviour, he tells all of us to go out and through the vision, as it were, of fishing, he tells us to become, as it were, fishers of men. There are so many people out there, out in the world, who are hurting. So many people who haven't heard of the wonderful news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Christ wants that no one should be refused. No one should not for any account hear the gospel, that they should be able to, everyone should be able to hear the gospel, and everyone should be able to receive the gospel, have that opportunity to receive the gospel. No one should be left out. And so as fishers of men, what we put on the end of our hook is simply that promise that we ourselves, as humans, yeah, we fail badly. We do wrong things. But by way of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, dying for us, taking on all the shame, all the pain, and paying in full for all of the things that we've done wrong, it's too great to even consider fully. But yet, it's that promise, it's that grace that is hung on that hook that we'd, as fishermen, put down into the water and tell people about the gospel and make them aware of that wonderful news of a gospel, of someone who has actually paid the price for each one of us. We do so in whatever way we can. The fisherman's mission, do it by way of proactive work. And we, as a radio station, working through the likes, for example, of the fisherman's mission, telling people about that wonderful work, telling people, for example, about the ways that they can live life to the full, we also are letting down that hook into the water, letting people see, hear and experience and taste that God is good. With that in mind, let's go and listen in to John, who I believe is one of the superintendents of the Fisherman's Mission, as he now brings us God's word. And then we're going to go and pray.
I had to read about fishermen, and the first reading I'm going to read tonight is in Luke's Gospel. And this is what it says in Luke's Gospel, in chapter 5. And this is the Lord Jesus. He had commandeered Peter and Andrew's boat. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed with him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And they sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught." And Simon answered and said unto him, "Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy will, word, I will let down the net." And then it says it. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And he beckoned unto another partners, which are on the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And there's another reading, it's in Mark's Gospel. And this is what it says. Mark's Gospel in chapter 4 and verse 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind that the waves beat in the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace be still." And the wind ceased and there came a great calm. And he said unto them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey his voice?" You know, when I was asked to speak tonight, I was a wee bit confused in what I was going to speak about. I was thinking about one of the Psalms. But you know, I said, well, I would better to speak about fishermen. The Lord Jesus called fishermen. And the account that we read in Luke was, he was preaching, and there was a multitude, and he was getting pressed, and he went into the ship, and they moved out a bit, and he preached from the ship. And then he said to them, to Peter and his brother Andrew, "Go out and cast your nets into the sea." Now, I don't know if I said it in the reading, but you see, Peter and Andrew, they did, but they weren't really obedient to what the Lord had said. He said, "Let down your nets." When you read it, he let down their net. So significantly is that the net break. They didn't do exactly what they were told. But you know, as I thought on these two scriptures tonight, I want to leave four thoughts with you. I want to tell you about the one who controls the elements, the earth and the waters and the air. I want to tell you about the one that changes lives. And I want to tell you about the one who calms the storm and the one who created the heavens. Four little thoughts tonight. The one who controls the elements. You know, these men were experienced fishermen. They knew where the fish were. And they had tried fishing all night. You see, out in the Mediterranean under the Sea of Galilee in Israel, where they were fishing, they only could catch fish at night. And these men had toiled all night and they had caught nothing. There's another story like this that you read in John chapter 21. But this night they went out and they had caught nothing. And the Lord says to them, "Cast your nets on the other side. Cast your nets." But they didn't do. Maybe you're here tonight and there's a time in your life that you have followed the Lord. Maybe your steps have faltered. It's so easy in this day that we live in for our steps to falter. You know, that hymn says, "I've wandered far away from God. Lord, I'm coming home." These men didn't intend to be disobedient to the Lord, but they didn't really listen to what he told them. Cast down your nets. And they only cast their net. There's so many lives tonight, and they're looking for something. They're searching for something that's missing. The one that we've read about tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the one that is missing in lots of lives tonight. You know, the other thing that I want to speak about tonight is the one who changes lives. I didn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ into my life till my early 30s. Well, I went to church. I used to enjoy listening to the different people speaking. But there was a time it came to me, it said, look, you're searching for something and you're looking in the wrong place. And that when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, things changed. You know, the psalmist says, when I consider the heavens, the works of your fingers, the sun and the moon and the stars, what is man that thou art mindful of him? One of the things that I used to love when I was at sea, if it was a lovely night, and you do get lovely nights at sea, and the crew were in beds, and the boat was just going through the sea, slow, trawling, and I used to go out on top the shelter deck, and it was just completely dark, and just to look up to the heavens, just to look at the stars, just to look at the moon. That's what David did, you know, the psalmist David. I could just picture David watching over his sheep, and he could write these words, when I consider the heavens, the moon and the stars, the works of thy fingers, what is man that thou art mindful of him? We have an amazing God. We sing about him tonight. What a faithful God have we, the one who changed his life. He changed my life, and now I serve him and I love him. Why? I usually quote that little hymn that was sang. It's a children's hymn, they say, but it's more than a children's hymn. Jesus loves me, this I know. Why? For the Bible tells me so. You know, he's the one who calms storms. That night in the ship, those hardened fishermen, they were crossing the Lake Galilee, and it says a great storm arose. And these men were frightened. You know, you do get frightened, but when you put your trust in the Lord, things change. And they go down and it tells you that the Lord Jesus was asleep in the hinder part of the vessel. And they go and they waken him and they said, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? He controls everything. You know, I've been at sea a long time. Been stopped a long time now. But you know, usually when there's a storm, after the storm you see the swell coming in. Swell. But you know, when the Lord calmed that storm, it was completely flat. Just as I remember, I'm at that age now that I sometimes forget things, you know. Gillian asked, where'll I put down you come from? I said, well, we live in Fraserburgh, but I'm really a gamer loon. I come from Gardenstown, and I know Irene White very well, but we moved to Fraserburgh just a few years ago. The one who calms the storm. I'm sure tonight, as I look into the variety of faces, there's older people here, there's younger people here, but I'm sure you've faced a storm in your life. There's many ups and downs in life, you know. Sometimes we're on the mountaintop, sometimes we're in the valley. When I think that God, his son that's sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That in the cross, my burden gladly bearing, O Lord my God. You know what an amazing God we have. The one who created the heavens. John writes in his gospel, and he says this, all things were made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. You know, people are looking and they're trying to find out why this happened. What happened? It says, he made the moon and the stars. He made the sun to rule by day and the moon by night. And then it's just an afterthought. In Genesis chapter 1, it says this, he made the stars also. You know, some of the people here remember in the comic Eagle. I used to look forward to the Eagle and Dan Dare in the Meekin and every weekend to get it, because space travel fascinated me. It still does. But you know, when you think of the amount of money at NASA and these people could save if they would just open Genesis chapter 1, It's all there. It's all there. And you know, we, as I said, we have an amazing God. He's the one that changes lives. He's the one that calms storms. He's the one that made creation. And I would just ask you tonight, at the end of this gathering such as this, maybe you're going through a difficult time health-wise, family-wise, business-wise, different storms, family-wise. Fiona was saying she has 3 grandchildren. I have 2 great-grandchildren, and I have another one due in another few months. God has been...
Yes, he was about to say God has been really, really good to him, and that cut off just before that. But that's just to give you this evening an idea of indeed what was spoken about, and get you thinking as well. In that little section, we heard how this gentleman, who when he was on a fishing boat, he'd looked up to the heavens. And just after he had said that, I was just thinking the words from Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you, I have summoned you by name, you are mine. So when those disciples were on the boat and they were in that storm, I don't think they were, so should we say, fully aware that they had the Son of God fully, who was able to do all things in the boat with them. Yes, they realized they could wake him up, but I don't think they realized what power they had in him. And whatever we're going through, we need to remember that we have that heritage, that we can get through any storm, and that through our faith we can indeed be fishers of men, because that will show others, and it is our faith that demonstrates to others our actions. In fact, it goes on to say in the Bible, faith without works is dead, and it's our faith combined with works, combined with the things that we do, and the things that we say, that demonstrates who we are in Christ and demonstrates our faith, our life to others. And that is really what is actually most appetizing on the hook that we put into the water, that others can see. It is our lives, that others might read that as a book. But we need to go and pray. Because so often not all of our lives are as it should be. We need to look up to the heavens and remember. Believers need to remember who we are in Christ. And indeed those words, fear not, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. We need to remember the words of the scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We would do well to remember the other scriptures, even the ones that we started off with. Like from Matthew 4, verse 19, and he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Let our lives demonstrate fully our faith. Our faith and our lives have to match up. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to pray right now, listeners. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, so often in our lives there's inconsistency. Inconsistency indeed, and a lack of confidence. And because of a lack of confidence, Lord God, even because of a lack of faith, our lives don't always demonstrate that which we have in you as believers. And so for those people who are looking in, they don't see you in us. They don't even see us as fishers of men. They just see humans who've got it wrong. They just see humans who may be even pretentious or hypocritical. Lord Jesus Christ, help us in our weakness. Help us in our lack of faith. Help us in our actions and in our words, in our faith, that our faith may live up and our lives may live up to our faith that we profess. Lord God, you tell us that you love each and every person so much that you want that none should perish, but all should have everlasting life. You tell us not to fear, for you have redeemed us. You've called us by name. We are yours. And so often, Lord God, when life happens, we do fear. We do look around. We see distractions. And we take comfort quite often in them. And then we turn away from you. Lord, forgive us for the times that we have done this, for the times that we have turned away, for the times that we have let the things of the world worry, confuse, distract us. Or when we have let the pleasures of the world distract us so much that we have fallen away and not been as we should, fishers of men. Lord God, please make us once again those fishers of men. Please make us once again into a people who love others for who they are. As people made in God's own image. Help people to realize their own heritage through the lives of believers, through the lives of those who have publicly professed you as Lord and Saviour. Lord God, I'm so aware that I'm even labelled by some as a hypocrite. I'm even labelled by some as of nothing. And people doubt whether they have even seen you in my life. Yet, Lord God, all I can claim is this, that I have accepted you as Lord and Saviour. And because of that, I realise that you have far more. And you are far more than I could ever think of or realise. And a relationship with you is a relationship for life. When we give over ourselves each day, and we ask you for a chance each day to do better, yes. But even more than that, realizing that you can help us and listening out. And yes, being the people you want us to be. Now, listeners, those of you looking in, those of you perhaps tuning in for the very first time who may be wondering about this, you might think it was rather Christian-centric. You might even think of this as navel-gazing. But on the other hand, think of it like this. There needs to be a certain amount of time spent encouraging, challenging, exhorting other, encouraging other Christians to live up to their faith. All of us have got it wrong, yes. And it's only by the grace of God that we can say that we are Christians. Not because we're perfect, because our lives are not perfect. But all we can do is to ask God and trust him and live accordingly. So I pray that each and every believer lives up, even though they might think they are weak, even though they may have been criticized loads, even though they may have done lots of wrong things, live up to the faith and trusting God that they will be able to do that. Even little steps, but yet they could be significant. Even today, listeners, just one phone call I know that I made today made a difference to a person's life. Even something like that, just one phone call, just one kind word, just one smile, just one kind action, just one act of forgiveness when someone does us wrong. I can think of many instances where people have done us wrong, yes. And it's difficult to forgive sometimes. But when we ask God, He is able. So I'm praying that God will be seen in all of me, not just part. Let there be none of me and all of God. Now, you've been listening in to Power Hour, and it's been more of a personal look, but it's been also a forward-looking look to life as it could be. Each Christian has a duty to demonstrate the gospel to the full so that people can see and hear and experience the gospel to the full. And never more has that been more important than right now when things are just look a mess. You look at the news, it's a mess. You read the papers and it seems like a mess. It's all too easy to involve ourselves in lots of other things and hide away from what's actually happening. But this is real. It is happening. And we're here to say, as Gospel for Grampian, there is one true way. And if every believer lives up to what they should be, there's no reason why other people can't share in that experience. Other people might even be able to see who we are in Christ. Heavenly Father, make this happen, that others will see you in us fully, even throughout all our mistakes, all our failures, and all our own deliberate actions and words. Make us more like you, so that others might see it. And the world, I pray, would become a better place. May we be called fishers and men, and you to be glorified. Amen. Now we're going to be finishing off with, we've got some great music coming up, and there's one more Bible scripture to come, and it's from Philippians 3 verse 20. And again, it concerns believers, but it is for all who would believe. If anything that we've said today has made a difference in your lives, in the lives of those who maybe haven't yet accepted Christ, then there is a way. And you can accept. If you would like to do that, then just at 8 o'clock, I'll come back on again and we'll do a prayer. And invite ye, the listener, to accept Christ. And we would invite you to actually tell us if you have. Here's that scripture that I'm going to give you for the moment. But our citizenship is in heaven, from where also we await for our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3, verse 20. This is Gospel for Grampian. It's the Power Hour, and we're being about applying God's Word in prayer. In this case, that believers, such as myself, such as those who have accepted Christ as Lord and Saviour, would be truly considered to be fishers of men. And we're just finishing really off the Power Hour. And for the Power Hour, we've been considering fishers of men and thinking and praying about that and how each and every believer could and really does need to live up to the faith that we have in Christ Jesus so that all may see. Now, if you've been listening this evening and thinking, yes, I would like to accept Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour. You'll be able to do that not only now, but as part of a podcast, I'll be adding this little section on to that. So the way to do it is very simple. And what I'm going to be doing is openly praying, and you're welcome to join in, and indeed for the whole prayer. Either say it out aloud or say it in your heart, but it's better out aloud because it, when you speak things, it has greater significance really than just speaking it in your heart. But do that anyway, and we'd love to hear from you if you've done, if you've actually made that prayer. Father God, Lord, on this station and in my life, I have heard about what you did for me by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in my place. I don't understand how that could be, but in my heart, I welcome it. In my heart, I accept it. I'm sorry for everything that I've done which is wrong, everything that I've thought and said and done. I'm asking you now to forgive me and to come into my life by your Spirit, and that I might be able to live my life and realize all the promises that you have made to me through your Word. That I might read your Word every day. That I might be able to look up into the sky and say and realize your Word that tells me, I've redeemed you, I've called you by name, you are mine. And realize your love for me is greater than anything I could ever think of or know. Realize the promises and be able to start living my life for you. Come into my life by your Spirit. Amen. And simply, listeners, that praying that prayer recognizes that we as humans can do nothing, that God is in all, and you may not fully understand right now. I mentioned a spirit. Now, as Christians, we understand that the God is three things. He's the Father, the Son, and that by his Spirit he comes in on earth and into the hearts of believers who have accepted God as Lord and Saviour, Christ the Lord and Saviour. Christ's Spirit comes in and helps us in ways. It helps us to remember scriptures, helps us when we're least sure of what to do, and intercedes and is there before God at the same time. If you have prayed that prayer, welcome, indeed welcome. And we would love it if you get in touch with us. Let us know that you have accepted Christ as Lord and Saviour, and you can do that by sending us an email through to info@g4g.org.uk. I'm going to be finishing this program right now, and we're going to be finishing off with St. Michael Singer's I Hear Thy Welcome Voice. Have a great week. Bye-bye now.